The New York Times Siena College poll shows public advocate Bill de Blasio, a Democrat, leading the pack in the race for New York City mayor. Pollster Steve Greenberg says de Blasio has opened up a significant lead over the other candidates.
He has the support of 32% of likely Democratic primary voters. Former city controller, the Democratic candidate 4 years ago, Bill Thompson, has the support of 18%. The early front runner, the current New York City Council Speaker, Christine Quinn, has dropped down to 17%. And the former congressman, Anthony Weiner, has the support of 11%.
In order for a Democrat to win the nomination, he or she must get more than 40% of the vote on primary day, September 10th. If not, there will be a runoff between the top two candidates. In what had once been a sleepy race for city comptroller, former Governor Eliot Spitzer leads Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer by 15 points. Greenberg says Spitzer has support from 50% of likely Democratic voters, while his opponent, Stringer, has just 35%.
Right now, among Black and African-American voters in New York City, Spitzer has a commanding, overwhelming lead, 67-17%. He has a very strong lead among Latino voters, 55-32%. But among New York City's white Democratic likely voters, Scott Stringer has the lead, 52-35%.
I asked Albany activist Alice Green to speculate if there may be a reason why African Americans polled seem to favor Spitzer.
I think there's something to that whole issue regarding forgiving, being a forgiving people. That is part of our culture, to be more forgiving and open and accepting of people.
Green added that Blacks cannot forget that when Spitzer made his bid for governor, he took a Black man, then Senate Minority Leader David Patterson, as running mate, although Patterson himself backed Stringer before Spitzer's late entry. Not all African Americans share that point of view. New York's oldest Black newspaper is backing Stringer. The Amsterdam News says, quote, "You can't get anything done when a whole bunch of people abhor you. Spitzer is self-aggrandizing and a self-serving latecomer." The New York Times Siena College poll surveyed 505 likely Democratic primary voters from August 19th through 28th with a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.